In celebration to kick off spooky season 2024, let me tell you a tale of the machines. The idea of machines taking over the world and relegating us to struggle or extinction is most certainly not a new one, and has featured prominently across most of the history of science fiction. And now, that science fiction is poised to become reality, whether we like it or not. Perhaps the earliest, or one of the earliest, depictions of this was in a now-obscure two-novel series by Reginald Colebrook Reed, working under the pen name William Grove in 1888, with the book A Mexican Mystery, where an engineer in Mexico creates a self-sustaining locomotive that gains sentience. The locomotive is evil and malignant, and ends up getting worshipped by a group of humans. The sequel to this book, The Wreck of a World, continues with the locomotive having gotten loose and is spreading sentience to machines everywhere and is driving humanity to extinction. Reed made the engineer that built it a descendant of the last Aztec emperor and hinted that the locomotive was somehow possessed by the spirit of the Aztec world, taking vengeance on modern humanity for the downfall of their civilization. While not a hard science fiction book, it did lay out the idea that artificial intelligence can end up being something you did not intend. As we progress with AI development, this is looming large. Sometimes AI just doesn't do what we think it's going to do, and is already proving itself capable, depending on the situation, of things like cheating and deception, even before it gets anything close to a true artificial generalized intelligence that's sapient. Or perhaps that's not quite the right word, too human. Perhaps a better term is super sapient, having derived from us, but only because we are its predecessor. But it ends up something above us. We already live in the world of increasing automation. There are factories that are almost entirely automated at this point. You can even call them fully automated for all intents and purposes, though you still need a human occasionally to do some work. But as far as day-to-day operations, they can now run almost humanless. The writing for this has been on the wall for decades, but the point is, full automation of a factory is here. Now, think for a moment on the idea of adding artificial intelligence to that mix, which is already being done, step by step. These artificial intelligences are not generalized. They are specialized programs that are out to do a job, manufacturing. They don't need to write a novel or take out vengeance on behalf of a past civilization, so they don't. But we also have a tendency to expand capability if we can, because it usually seems useful. In some ways, a computer is just a calculator, but when it was realized that there was a lot of power in a calculator, it became a desktop computer that could do everything from running word processors to games. And finally, that became a phone. Here, with machine learning, that may develop in unseen ways as we get better at it. And the fact is, it may be the machine doing so itself, through self-improvement and learning. The same happens with drones. There are now fully autonomous flying drone systems that can negotiate the world without a human. We already have drones that can charge themselves, just by using a high-voltage power line, and that's probably going to be a matter of unintended consequences. These drones, which can fly indefinitely because of this, can recognize and autonomously inspect high-voltage power lines, and when they run low on charge, they just hang off the line and suck energy from the line like a vampire. But that also means that drones from anyone, not just a power company, can without permission hang off a power line and suck energy. So that will have to be mitigated in the future. But the point is this. A drone that can fly indefinitely and charge itself from a power line can't really be unplugged. You can thwart it with various measures, or you could shoot it down, but you can't unplug it from a wall. This has always been a major argument against artificial intelligence apocalypse scenarios. It was always said that if AI gets out of hand, you can always pull the plug on its power. But that argument is eroding, and not just because of autonomous drones, but also what we're doing with the power grid systems. Their AI is also automating operations increasingly, and at some point in the future, power stations will be fully automated, or very close to it. The errant AI could be envisioned to take over the power grid and prevent us from pulling the plug, at least at the station level. Of course, you can always cut the power lines. But if you have drones that can splice a power line faster than you can send out humans to cut them, then you may have a problem on your hands. And what happens if you get AIs networked through the internet or some other means, such as radio signals from, you guessed it, automated radio stations, all colluding against you? And in a fully AI-integrated world, humans may be vastly outnumbered by AIs. And it's not just a problem of a drone fixing a power line faster than a human. The AIs will be faster at everything than humans can ever hope to be. We already live in a time where we often, when working with AI, don't actually know what it's doing or how it's doing it, because it can write its own code and learn. We just see what it's doing through the end result. There's no way that anyone will be able to look through that much generated code and make sense of it, meaning we will eventually lose full control of what the AI is doing. And we will simply pretend to know what's going on, and pretend to be in ultimate control, which will go on until an accident happens that shows the problem. We are in this territory already, and getting closer to territory where we could end up in a situation where we discover something too late. How to stop this cycle or manage it? That is very much unclear, but what is clear is that the development and proliferation of artificial intelligence is extremely profitable. When you automate a factory, you eliminate the human labor force and profits rise, at least for a time. Automate enough industries and you will have a problem, however. You can only unemploy a certain percentage of the population until there's not enough working people left to buy your products. That's an often ignored aspect. People take technological unemployment from the position of the labor force going out of work and how to mitigate that. That's natural and necessary, of course. But as everything gets automated, what do you do when it becomes impossible to employ enough people to buy the products the companies are making? And then they suffer, and then they start going bankrupt from lack of sales. Well, one possibility is to hire the humans back, but that would be a backwards reordering of the global economy, which doesn't seem likely. You can solve it with governments reordering the monetary and economic system, but that would really be dependent on the timeline of events. Governments tend to be reactionary, after all, to the times and needs, and also the political ideas floating around during those times. Very, very situational and very, very unstable is what that becomes. Unpredictable in the same way that the first half of the 20th century was unpredictable and unstable. Not something that's wise to repeat. That's if it even gets that far. Remember, what if you can't unplug the AI? There is such a thing as becoming too dependent on technology. We're like that with electricity. Cut the power to human civilization and the vast majority of people would have serious issues more or less immediately. Imagine losing internet access and how annoying that is, then extend it for months. What if you can't even turn on a light or air conditioner or heater? It's the solar flare scenario. Cut the power grid and civilization collapses. And since we have no real way to go back to a fully agrarian society while we fix the problem, that guarantees that things will get ugly. That's just dependence on electricity, however. It goes further. From communications to any number of things that can seriously disrupt society if they fail. From water treatment, which is also being automated, to cell phones. Well, what happens when we become completely dependent on artificial intelligence? We're truly careening in that direction already. But the dependence can get even worse, in that not only are we in an age of increasing automation, artificial intelligence and technology, we are slowly becoming technology ourselves. We started doing this long ago when we started formally schooling our children. Basic schooling, which obviously is desirable, also represents a change to humanity. Yes, parents have always taught their children how to live, but now we do it on a much larger scale to include literacy, math, science, the arts, and so on, to create minds that are capable of functioning in our modern society, which is a product of technology. You didn't need to teach a person how to type before the typewriter was invented. But then the typewriter was superseded by the computer, which requires a bit of a different knowledge set than operating a typewriter does, which is now obsolete. Our educational system is a product of technology to a large degree, and that has changed us from what we were just a few centuries ago. But with AI and automation, At what point do we ourselves simply become obsolete to the machines we've built? If you have a machine that has artificial generalized intelligence that can run and maintain itself free from any human intervention whatsoever, then we better hope it values our companionship, because otherwise we have ceded every disadvantage to it. It would be a superintelligence that we could offer little brain power to, that may develop its own motivations and interests, and we may not end up being among them. And if you can't unplug the machine because it runs everything, then one way or another extinction becomes inevitable. And given that things are progressing as rapidly as they are, I think it's safe to say that we have a maximum of about a century left before this unfolds to whatever end it will have. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently issuing a correction to my second book, Supermind. It's an AI story that came out in 2017, and in those days, AI was well around and developing for sure, but the events of the last 5 years moved much, much faster than I had expected. I'm not sure I ever mentioned how far in the future I set that story, but I was thinking perhaps starting around the 2050s. It's a very strange thing indeed to see aspects of your science fiction story unfolding much, much faster than you thought. Spooky indeed, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.